Shalom to all. Today's Daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Kuf, and we are starting right at the top of the Amud and the Vilna Tzur's Daf. It's on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. A few lines into the Gemara after the Mishnah with the words Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lila Nishmas Maris Mirim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah began the discussion if Machshirei Mila are Doicha Shabbos, namely something is needed as a preparation for Mila, such as making or bringing the knife, is that Doicha Shabbos? Rabbi Elazar says yes, and Rabbi Kiva says that no, anything that could have done before Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara suggested that Rabbi Elazar does not have an across the board heter for Machshirei Mitzvah being Doicha Shabbos. That's because he needs a drasha to prove that Machshirim for the Shtei Alechem are Doicha. And if it was anyway across the board heter, then there'd be no reason for a drasha. However, the Gemara now tells us, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, no, b'chol advarim chol Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar argues in regards to all things, anytime we have Machshirei Mitzvah that need to be Doicha Shabbos, they are Doicha Shabbos. V'lam etzarach Rabbi Elazar lidrash bikurim bikurim, so why does Rabbi Elazar have to darshan bikurim bikurim to show the Machshirei Mitzvah of the Shtei Alechem are Doicha Shabbos? That's because Elayde she'ikr d'chiyason Shabbos Machshirei Melacha. It's only in regards to things that the mitzvah itself is Doicha Shabbos, so the machshirin as well of the mitzvah are going to be Doicha Shabbos without a drasha, such as Mila. The mitzvah of Mila is cutting skin, and that's Asar on Shabbos. And so since the melacha itself is Doicha Shabbos, the machshirin are also Doicha Shabbos. But in regards to Shtei Alechem, the mitzvah Shtei Alechem is not something that's an Isser Shabbos. It's simply bringing it and waving it in the Beis HaMikdash, and it's only the machshirin that would need to be Doicha Shabbos. That's what we need a drasha for. However, I'll save when they ask, but Tanu Yivrat, it says, Lulav machshir of Doicha Shabbos, the Lulav and all of its preparatory things are Doicha Shabbos, mashma even midai raisa. And there's no drasha for that. Why not? The Etzem Mitzvah of Lulav doesn't require it to be Doicha Shabbos. The Machshirin of the Mitzvah of Lulav, which would require it to be Doicha Shabbos, should also have to have a drasha. So on this, Amar Avyein, he answers no. Lavia Meiresh HaDekel, we're simply talking about taking it from the top of the palm tree. It was already cut off, but it was stuck there at the top. And it's just an Isra Drabanan to climb up and bring it down. That's what would mean that it's Doicha Shabbos, and we don't need a drasha for that. Because again, it's only being Doicha Isra Drabanan, not Isra Daraisa. Another question, Vatani, Shaifer Machshir of Doicha Shabbos. We know the Shaifer and all of its Machshirin are Doicha Shabbos, and that's mashma even a deraisa, but we don't have a drasha for that. And the answer is that no, this also is referring to a drabanon lavia mechus atchum. It's talking about bringing a shayfer from outside the tchum, and this is according to the opinion that tchumei shabbos are only drabanon. Avatani Kane, we actually have a brass like this: ein megarden, v'loy megarden, v'loy mefarchin. No scraping the shayfer from the outside or from the inside, or breaking off pieces that are sticking out, and that's because that's an iser deraisa of makav apatish, and there's no drasha that would allow that. Continue to talk about this. Tani b'shem Reb Elazar, lulav machshirov deichnas shabbos, that lulav and its machshirin are deicha shabbos, mashma even medaraisa. However, Amar Biyana says, no, so lock the masnisa, this has to be removed because we pass like Rabbi Kiva. The din is halacha Rabbi Kiva mechaveroi, then Rabbi Kiva argues with another individual Tano that halacha is like him, and since this is machlekes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Elazar, we pass like Rabbi Kiva, therefore we should take this away, that Luav and Machshirov are not Doicha Shabbos. However, it seems to be, now we have the opposite. Tani, Ma'isahaya, there was a story of a higher Rabbi Kirby Lezer, that Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Lezer, that the Mila knife was allowed to be brought on Shabbos, and it's like Rabbi Lezer, not like Rabbi Kiva. However, Amar Biyachan says, the Chabura Haisa Maksha, the Chabura, the Talmidim, the Yeshiva, they asked, Ma Ra Rabbi Lonich the Rechav, Lasik Rabbi Lezer. Why did Rabbi see fit to leave the words of the Chamim and Paskin like Rabbi Lezer? So Rabbi Shai, he answers, Sha'alnus Rabbi Yehuda Geyser, we asked Rabbi Yehuda the Geyser. Geyser means the cutter, in other words, the Mahel. The Amar Lon, when he explained to us, he was talking about a Mavoi that wasn't open on both ends, which means it's surrounded on three sides with walls, and that's what the Heter was, the one could carry the knife from the Mavoi into one of the homes where the Mila needs to take place. However, the question is, Behadot Taninon, that's a proper Girsa. Is it regarding this case that we learned, that it's usher to carry from it to the homes and from the homes to it? Now this begins like a mini sugya that's really relevant to Erevin right at the beginning of the Masechta, which we're going to be seeing in a couple of days, and so we're just going to mention the basics over here. When multiple homes share a chatzer and multiple chatzeros open into a mavoi, even though it's surrounded by walls, there's an iser drabanan to carry without making an eruv, and that's accomplished by everyone contributing some food and placing it in one of the houses of the chatzer or in the mavoi. Now when discussing a chatzer, it's called erei chatzeros, and in a mavoi it's called shitufei muvais or shituf for short, but it's basically the same idea. It allows carrying in between the homes and the chatzer, or the mavoi and the chatzeros and the homes. And so the question over here is, just because we're talking about a mavoi she'enu mefolosh, it's surrounded by three walls, it doesn't allow a mila knife to be carried from the mavoi into the house if it doesn't have proper shituf made. So Amar Vavo, he answers, kiyamte, I establish it as follows, betinai kubu uzmel sheshav so mavoi, the child and the mila knife, they were shayves in the mavoi, which means when Shabbos came in, they were both located in the mavoi, and that allows them to be carried within the mavoi itself. As we still have a problem, isn't it usher to carry within the mavoi? Just because it was shayves in the mavoi, which means again that when Shabbos started, that's where it was located in the mavoi, that doesn't mean it can be carried within there freely. And that's because bon kumi Rabbi Yosef, they asked him from Rabbi Yosef, kamada atmar, just like you say, bekalim sheshav soy b'chala chatzer, the kalim that were shayves in a chatzer, which means that when Shabbos came in, these kalim were located in the chatzer, metalton son b'chala chatzer, they're allowed to be carried freely within the entire chatzer, even though there was no erve chatzeros made, but ud kavasa came Do we say the same with kelim that are in a mavoi? That if they started out Shabbos there, are we allowed to carry them in the entire mavoi? So we see that it's not so simple. Just because kelim were in the mavoi when Shabbos came in, that doesn't mean that you're allowed to carry them freely throughout the mavoi. Now the Gemara tells us that b'Shabbos shalom lei. They asked Rabbi Yosi this question when they were learning Maseches Shabbos. V'loi given didn't respond to them. D'loi have Rabbi Yosi amar ela kol mila ba'asra, because Rabbi Yosi only would talk, would only respond and speak about a certain din in its proper place, and it's not a Shabbos sugya, it's an erevin sugya. However, kadosan le'erevin, once they got to erevin, amar lein b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, he told him name Rabbi Yochanan, kelim sheshavsu b'mavoi metalton le'son b'chol mavoi chavasa kelim sheshavsu b'chatzer metalton le'son b'chol chatzer. The din is the same that if kelim were left in a mavoi or in a chatzer, and when Shabbos began, that's where they were, so they are allowed to be carried freely within the mavoi, within the chatzer, even if shita for erev chatzers wasn't made. Now Rav argues that ain metalton le'son, they're not allowed to be carried in the mavoi just because they started Shabbos out there. Kofeyam beis on top ela ba'arba amos, they're only allowed to be carried 4 amos in the mavoi, and that's it. Now Rabbi Yosi Rabun, he just explains further. Rav kedaita Rabbi Yochanan kedaita Rav and Rabbi Yochanan are both l'shitasam. Rabbi Yochanan du amar, Rabbi Yochanan who says right in the beginning of erevin that kair b'le shitof mataras, that if we have a cross beam right at the entrance of the mavoi, even if there wasn't a shitof muvois made, still one is allowed to carry freely within this mavoi. Who du amar metaltar son b'chal mavoi, he's the one that says that kelim are allowed to be carried around the mavoi even if no shitof was made, as long as those kelim were there at the beginning of Shabbos. And Rav du amar, Rav who says ain kair mataras b'le shitof, that just because there's a cross beam at the entrance of the mavoi, you're still can't carry over here. The shitof mavois also has to have been made. Who da amar, he's the one that says ein metalton son el barba amois, the one's only allowed to carry a kli dalad amos in the mavoi, even though it was left there erev Shabbos. That's again if there was no shitof made. We just ask one more question in regards to shitof mavois. Al dati Rabbi Yochanan kontra Rabbi Yochanan la'ez adam mishtat mchal mavoi. For what purpose should we make a shitof mavois? If anyway we're allowed to carry freely within a mavoi, even if it doesn't have shitof, so why would we make a shitof? And our Rabbi Yisrael Boni answers kedei lasis kol rishuyas achas, in order to make all the rishuyas over here one. Carrying in a mavoi without a shutaf is only mutter within that mavoi, but if you want to carry from the mavoi to the chatzeros and back from the homes to the chatzeros and the mavoi, basically meaning that this entire area is allowed to be carried freely, that's only accomplished through a shitof. As we said, we're really going to be discussing this much more at length in Maseches Erevin. Now going back to discussion of mila, Reb Siman says Reb Shimon Reb Shuba and Levi sakin shel mila, if we have a mila knife and it needs to be carried derech shesarabim because they forgot to bring it erev Shabbos, aysala chayla umeviya, they can make a chayla for it and bring it. What's a chayla? It does not mean a sick person. It actually means a wall. It comes from the word machayl, which is like a circle. Basically, we can create mechitzas out of people on Shabbos. We need to get from the house to the shul where the bris mila is. We get a whole bunch of people to stand on both sides of the road because they're basically making themselves into a wall, and we can carry through that human wall. Now, Bar Marina, Havali Ovda, Bar Marina had a story like this. Shaul Reb Simon, he asked Reb Simon Vashara, and he permitted him to make this chayla, this human wall. But then Shaul Reb Ami, he asked Reb Ami Vasar, and he asked him. Now, Ikpid Reb Simon got upset. Why'd he get upset? Because Leikin Tani wasn't it taught? Nishal Chacham Vehiter, if a person asked a Chacham and he was matter it, lo yishal Chacham Acher Shemi Aser, you shouldn't ask another Chacham because maybe he's going to answer it for you. And that's exactly what happened. However, Amar Yudin Rudin says, Chachan Ava Ovda, actually the story was the exact opposite. Shaula Rav Ami, but Aser Le, he asked Rav Ami and he asked him for making this Chayla, this wall. And then Rav Simon Vishara, he asked Rav Simon and he allowed it. And Ikbid Rav Ami got upset. Kadal Tani, based off of what's taught, Nishal Chacham Aser, if a person has a Chacham and he asered, Ayishal Chacham Acher Shemi Yater, don't ask another Chacham because he might matter it. And once a Chacham asered, another Chacham is not allowed to be matter it. Continue to discuss this in regards to a different story. Bimeir B'Yirmiyah, and there's Rabbi Yirmiyah, Inshin Miftachai, the Sidra Ruba, they forgot the keys of the large base madrash. Also, Mishalonleh, they came and they asked Rabbi Yirmiyah what to do. Amrloni told them, Katam Chon Shitva Avar, when you see a whole flow of people passing by, meaning there's a whole bunch of people going past you, I seen on their Chayla, so then bring it through a human wall, meaning have them form a wall, and then you'll be able to bring it through them. Now, Chad Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Rai of Rabbi Yirmiyah is from the following, Kol Chayla Shanas is Bein Ladas, Bein Shalai Ladas, any human wall that was made, Ladas or Shalai Ladas. It could be they didn't know that they were forming this human wall. It could mean that they did know that they were doing this. Hare is a chayla. It's considered a valid human wall. It's a rishus yachid, and you're basically just carrying through rishus yachid, and that's no problem. Now, Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi, Hare Lavi and Derech Min Olin. Rav Yehuda Bar Pazi said that the keys to base medrash should be brought in their shoes. That's because it's ain derech hatzah bekach. This is not a standard way to do hatzah, and therefore it would be permitted. Whereas Rav Chinuvar Papa, Hare Lasus chayla, Ulavi and Derech Min Olin. Rav Chinuvar Papa said to do both. They should make this chayla, this human wall, and put it in the shoes. So it's a shvus de shvus. It's like a rabbanon of rabbanon, and that way it's permitted. Back to mila cases, Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma, Havali Ovdel Migzor Rav Shisha Berei. Rav Shmuel Bar Avduma had a situation that needed to do bris mila for Rav Shisha, his son. Either he was giving bris mila to Rav Shisha himself, that's when he was a baby, or Rav Shisha had a baby and he was giving bris mila to his grandson. But in Shemaisi Uzmel, they forgot to bring the mila knife, and Shalar Rav Mani Asr Mana, Amrlai told him, Yitchalamacha, you have to push it off till tomorrow, no making the shtick of a human wall or anything like that. Now, Shalar Rav Yitz Amitzik Bar Elazar, he asked him, Amar Lo, and he told him, Mishcha Kanditon Loyan Shison, Umaisi Uzmel and Shison, you didn't forget to crush the spices for the Kanditon, which is like a yummy spiced wine that you did before Shabbos, but you forgot to bring the Mila knife. You can't have a Suda without the Mila knife, so if you forgot the main thing, Yidcha Lamacha, you gotta push it off till tomorrow. And Rabbi Yisrael Bun says, B'sherim Chona, Masisa Amar Kain, Sha'asal Asas Chayla, our Mishnah tells us that it's usher to make this human wall in order to carry something. Derech Hoshus Rabim, Detoninon, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Blazer says, Imla Hevi Kli Erev Shabbos, Mevi Yubi Shabbos Megula, that if he didn't bring the Kli, he didn't bring the Mila knife, Erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos, he could carry Derech Hoshus Rabim Megula out in the open so everyone sees what he's doing. And if it was Mutter to make this Chayla, this human wall, turning it into Hoshus Yachid, then Rabbi Blazer would have said that. However, we say, No Raya, She'im Aimarat Kain Shemutter Lasois, if you would say that it's Mutter to do that, meaning if Rabbi Blazer would say that if you forgot your Mila knife, make a human wall and carry it that way, then Afu Eina Maitse Lasus Chayla Mevioi, then he's not going to find enough people to make a human wall, and he's going to end up carrying it Derech Hoshus Rabim. In other words, it could be the reason why Rabbi Blazer didn't say that we should make this Chayla in order to bring the Mila knife is because a person's going to say, Look, I'm not going to bother bringing it Erev Shabbos, I'll just find a bunch of people to make this human wall, but on Shabbos, he's not going to find anyone, and then he's just going to end up carrying it outright on the Hoshus Rabim, and that's a big no-no carrying the Hoshus Rabim. That's what Rabbi Blazer just says, carrying the Hoshus Rabim, no problem. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue with this whole sugya, a machshir mitzvah being Derech Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.